Welcome to the Bookworm Show, where all the passionate readers go. We tell tales from far and wide. Let's open the book and see what's inside. Hi, I'm Hugo.
And I'm Tig.
And today we're doing the first ever Bookworm Show.
Amazing.
We're going to review some books and ask some questions and read you some of a book that we think is quite a cool one.
Yeah. A whopper.
A whopper.
Okay.
So, is it okay if I start off, Tig?
Sure.
So today I've got three books to review. The first one is The Novice. You guys, it's by Taran Mathuru. You guys probably haven't heard of him. I was pretty surprised by this book. It was a pretty good one. It's about this boy named Fletcher that works in a village. He's an orphan and he's training as a blacksmith apprentice when he buys a book from an old soldier. And it's a summoner's book. And he works out he has the knack for summoning and summons his own demon from another world. And he goes to an academy where he has to win. And he's got to go with Ignatius, his fire demon, at his side. I'll read the back. Fletcher is just an orphan training as a blacksmith's apprentice when he discovers he has the rare ability to summon demons from another world. Now, one of the gifted few, Fletcher will be taught the lost art of summoning at the Vokens Academy. Fletcher must endure deadly lessons to gain control of his gift and prepare for the end-of-year tournament that will determine his fate in the Empire's war against the Orcs. But sinister forces infect new friendships and rivalries grow. With no one but his demon Ignatius by his side, Fletcher must decide where his loyalties lie. The fate of the Empire is in his hands.
That sounds a bit like Star Wars.
The fate of the Empire.
Okay, yes, that is good. Now you can go tie for your one.
Okay. You're a wizard, Harry. Yeah, so that's right. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. I started reading this the other day because I like reading the whole series. So if you haven't read Harry Potter or at least heard about it, then you should go and hear about it. Or you're hearing about it now. And you should go check it out. Because it's pretty cool. It's about this boy that's a wizard. I won't spoil too much.
By the way, it's a novice.
Yeah. By the way, with Hugo, it's novice, not novice. And then, so this is the blurb. Harry Potter thinks he's an ordinary boy until he's rescued by a beetle-eyed giant of a man. Enrolls at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, learns to play Quidditch, and does battle in a deadly duel. The reason? Harry Potter is a wizard. But yeah, it's a pretty cool book. It's by J.K. Rowling, which is a really good author.
They probably know who J.K. Rowling is.
Yes, she's like
the queen of writing. You can say J.K. Rowling, queen of writing, Rick Riordan, king of writing.
There's yeah. And Hugo, now pass it over to you to read the second book.
Okay, guys, you probably haven't heard of this one. It's based on a true story. Eagle of the East. It's a really good book. It's about a boy that picks up stuff from the battlefields and sells them, and he's like under the lord, or like some lord, and one day his mother's a Roman, and one day the Romans come to attack the Byzantines. Do you know who they are, Ty? The Byzantines?
No.
Well, they came over the mountains, they attacked the Romans, and the Romans lost, and then they made an alliance. The Romans will serve for 7 years under the king, but not against their own side. So they go on, and they have to defeat the nomads and stuff. And the boy in the story, Aldovan, because I'm not going to spoil this too much, comes and meets the Romans, and he starts to become one of them gradually. Ready? This one. This is it. It was a sword. Three hand spans of fine steel. Ardavan half drew it, and the hilt fitted in his hands as if molded for it. Credit was earned for a Roman, and using the sword, he could earn it. Parthia, 53 BC. The disastrous battle of Carrhae is over. 40,000 Roman soldiers lie dead on the field. The survivors must now serve Parthia as mercenaries, or die. Conspiracy, intrigue, and danger dog the legion. And and endangered dog, the Legion, and they are now a long way from home. Only a Parthian boy named Arvin, born to a Roman slave, can help uncover the plot against them.
Wow.
Very well. Tig, would you like to go next?
Yeah, but I'd just like to say, I forgot, but what would you rate the Novus out of 5?
Out of 5? 5, definitely, definitely. That was one of the best books I've read in a while.
And what about Eagle of the East?
I'd give it 4.5.
Yeah, I'd rate Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone 5 because they're just an amazing books. And next I have Katniss Everdeen and The Hunger Games.
Can anyone here do the Katniss Everdeen District 11 whistle? What's that sign that she does?
Three fingers.
She kisses
up to the road. Yeah, okay, anyway, so The Hunger Games is about this girl named Katniss Everdeen who goes in a thing called The Hunger Games to help her district to get food, and she wins. And
It gets bombed.
Yeah, no, that's later.
It's later. Oh, yeah, sorry.
And she meets a guy called Peter. Yeah, she meets a guy called Peter. There's no blurb on this because someone has broken this book. It's a school book, but I'll just read what's on this page. I take his hand, hold on tightly, preparing for the cameras and dreading the moment when I will finally have to let go. End of book one. I'd rate it. It depends what kind of like books you're into.
For me, I'd rate it a 5 because it's...
Yeah, I'd do about... I'd do 4.9. Like, I spent my time, instead of just reading this and being like, nah, I don't like it, I read all 3 books.
Yeah, in like super quick time. I love the series.
It's great. And
I'm giving everything a 5 today. Mm. Now, Garth Nix, The Seventh Towers, 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Hunger Games is written by Susan Collins.
Don't you love the sound, guys? Don't you love the sound of just the book? And the fresh smell of a new book.
Oh,
I know. So, this is... He introduced you to a world full of spirit shadows, shadow guards, ice carls, chosen sunstones, and spirit worlds. Yes, this is one book for your fantasy readers out there.
But it's volume 1 to 3, so it's actually more than just one book. But it's
Talking about that.
Yeah.
So he gets thrown away from the Chosen, gets picked up by the Ice Cows, has to get a Sunstone for them and for his family to go into the Aenya to get a Spirit Shadow to make him look really powerful.
A long time ago.
Yeah. And a long time ago, darkness fell upon a castle. A veil was created over the world, upholding the rule of magic. One war ended and another silently began. Talos spent his whole life in the darkness. He knows nothing else of the world. Far below the castle, there lives an ice cold warrior named Miller. Her fate and Tal's are irreversibly linked. Together, they will discover the secrets behind the veil and the forces desperately trying to tear it apart. From dream worlds to nightmare visions, brilliant magic to fierce combat, this is an epic story of darkness, light, and all the shadows in between. Oh, dun, dun, dun.
How much would you rate it? I've just got a hunch.
4.9.
Yeah. Okay. My third book.
Actually, no. I'm going to give it a 5. All these books are great.
Yeah. My third book is The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, which is like the best author ever.
Other than J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, other than J.K. Rowling and Rick Riordan. This is also the book that I've chosen to read a couple sentences from. Okay, so this is the blurb. Bilbo Baggins is a hobbit who enjoys a comfortable, ambitious life, rarely travelling further than a pantry of his hobbit hole in Bag End. But his contentment is disturbed when the wizard Gandalf and a company of 13 dwarves arrive on his doorstep to whisk him away on a journey there and back again, which is what Bilbo called the story because he wrote it, like in a book, he wrote a book. They have a plot to raid the treasure hoard of Smaug, the Magnificent, a large and very dangerous dragon. Okay, so I'll read a bit of the first page.
Hey, no, we've already... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just like the first 3 sentences.
Yeah. In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing on it to sit on or eat. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort.
Ready to stop comfort. It there.
Yeah. So read on, because that is really interesting. And I'll just give you a little sneak peek of the next sentence, but I won't say it all. It had a perfectly round door like a porthole. And now you don't know what comes next, so read on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'd rate it 5.
Ready? Your guest today, Charlie, what is your favourite book?
Your favourite book
and ever. Why?
And why?
What's it called? Middle school's the worst years of my life. Why? Because they are big books and they have made a movie out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a kid who goes to school, technically gets bullied, but then he becomes the hero.
What's the main character's name?
Ralph.
Rafe.
What's his last name? It's a really tricky one.
Catradorian.
Yes. I haven't read it in a long time, but...
What would you give this book, Charlie?
Probably a 4 out of... Actually, no. Maybe a 4.5, because...
Not a 5?
No. Probably, actually, because they are making a movie out of it, and not many books have movies out of it.
Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Sorry.
Yeah, I said not many.
Yeah.
I said all of them.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that they're
movies you should watch. Percy Jackson.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but there's okay, only the okay, first okay. two there.
Yes.
Just
they're
saying,
making
Rick,
more.
Yeah, Rick Riordan, if you're listening out there, make Heroes of Olympus movies.
He's got to do number one. And make Kane, no, Magnus Chase as well. That's pretty good.
And the Red Pyramid. So
and guess what?
And the new
Charles
Star
of Apollo.
Michael Scott, your book is amazing. The Secrets of Mortal Nicholas Flamel, they're making a movie soon. So we've got this new part. We're going to read you 2 pages of this book.
2 pages.
By C.S. Forrester, the young hornblower. Mr. Midman.
He's a young hornblower.
Young hornblower. But it is
It's like, who are you?
English.
Oh, yeah. It's like, did you get a job? Yeah, I'm just a hornblower.
Yeah.
Vikings.
A January gale was roared up the channel, blustering loudly. And bearing in its bosom rain squalls, whose big drops rattled loudly on the tarpaulin clothing of those among the officers and men whose duties kept them on deck. So hard and so long had the gale blown that even in the sheltered waters of Spithead, the battleship moved uneasily at her anchors, pitching a little in the choppy seas and snubbing herself against the tautened cables with unexpected jerks. A shoreboat was on its way out to her, propelled by oars in the hands of 2 sturdy women. It danced madly on the steep little waves, now and then putting its nose into one and sending a sheet of spray flying aft. The oarswoman in the bow knew her business, and with rapid glances over her shoulder, not only kept the boat on its course, but turned the bows into the worst of the waves, to keep it from capsizing. It slowly drew up along the starboard side of the Justinian, and as it approached the main chains, the middle ship of the watch hailed it. Aye, aye, came back the answering hail from the lusty lungs of the woman at the stroke oar. By the curious and ages-old convention of the Navy, the reply meant that the boat had an officer on board. Presumably, the hooded figure in the stern ships looked more like a heap of trash, with the boat clunk thrown over it. That was as much as Mr. Masters, the lieutenant of the watch, could see. He was sheltered as best as he could in the lee of the mizzen mast bits, and the obedience in the order of the midmanship of the watch, the boat drew up towards the main chains and passed out of his sight. There was a long delay. Apparently the officer had some difficulty in getting up the ship's side. At last, the boat reappeared in Master's field of vision. The woman had shoved off and they were setting a scrap of lug sail under the boat. Now, without its passenger, went swooping back towards Portsmouth, leaping on the waves like a steeplechaser. As it departed, Mr. Masters became aware of the near approach of some the near approach of someone out on the quarterdeck. It was the new arrival under the escort of the midmanship of the watch.
How much longer do you have to go?
Little. Okay, who, okay, after pointing Masters out, retired to the main chains again. Mr. Masters had served in the Navy until his hair was white. He was lucky to have received his commission as lieutenant, and he had long known that he would receive one as captain. But knowledge had greatly embedded him, and he devoted his mind by the study of his fellow men. Do you want to read a page, Ty?
It's been 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's been 15 minutes, so I reckon we'll cut it there.
What should be your ending? Like soccer.
Oh, wait, instead of until next time, keep reading.
Instead of keep kicking those goals.
Yeah.
Keep reading.
Keep reading, guys. Come on.
Keep reading and get those goals.
And don't be afraid to read. You're not a nerd if you read. You're cool. Yeah. Everyone that reads is cool.
And guys, next time we will have a person with a really great story that he or she's going to share. Yep. Okay.
Do we?
So, guys, yep, keep reading.
Bye.
Bye.